good morning. Sunshine, 11 degrees where we're at right now. Tuesday talk around March 11th. First, thank you for waking up with us one more time here. And my name's Dablo. This is the morning show. I'll be with you till 10 o'clock. And like with every Tuesday, we get our talk around going, talking real estate with Steve Dietrich, Action Realty. Good morning, young man.
Good morning, Bill. I wouldn't call me that, though.
Well, I just did. So I'm not taking it back either.
Okay.
All right. So what's going on with the numbers? You're our numbers guy.
Yeah, we're slowly heading in the right direction right now. We're under 7% fixed for 30 years, and unfortunately, it's not a Wahpeton bank that I got that from, but at the same time, they're doing the same thing a little bit, so you just need to ask around, check on rates, but at least we're sub 7 now, and that's good news.
Well, and we've talked about that before, too, how important that is to check around and look at that. Any new listings popping up? You said it's starting to kind of, there's a little springtime uptick here.
Yeah, there are. And it's, you know, we're starting to see a few more buyers surface who seem to be ready to find the house. And of course, the houses to find are not out there very much at this point.
Right.
And so, you know, we're certainly looking for new listings, you know, and if anybody's thinking about selling, I'd certainly like to have them call. And, you know, for no charge, we can come out and give them an estimate of value on their property and see if they would have any interest in taking it to the next step.
Well, and we talked about this before we went on the air, too, about some of the new developments, you know, the housing developments. And how is that looking, you know, as far as what's going on in the city?
Well, it's a two-edged sword right now because the tariff thing, you know, and we're hearing the lumber is going to go up a lot. Mm-hmm. And so if you're thinking about building, I would tell you to start talking to your contractors and get locked in because I don't think it's going down any.
Probably okay.
Headed
well,
up.
Well, thumbnail that for us, too. When you know, supposedly, is this all going to, are we going to see the residuals of this?
Well, I guess you get to watch your favorite television show, whatever that is, MSNBC or Fox or whatever.
Right.
And but, it, you know, it's a daily thing, you know, whether the tariffs are going on or going off or they delay them. And, but it's out there, and I think a lot of the contractors are worried, and they're losing also people because of the deportation thing going on. So finding people to work is going to be another issue. And so there's a lot of uncertainties out there right now. But again, you know, building, of course, you got to find yourself a lot. And, you know, we have a set of new lots available that's out behind the Baymont Inn. And you know, special assessments aren't cheap anymore to put in streets, curb cutters, sewer, water, and all that. At the same time, you know, he's made a payment now on those specials. Excuse me. So we know that, you know, they're coming down a little bit, but, you know, that's a big number.
Well, talk about that, too, because we always kind of like to define our real estate terms. When you talk specials, what are you talking about?
Well, you know, when you look at putting in a new street, you're going to be putting in the sewer, the water, the curb, the gutter, and, you know, all and storm sewer, you know. And when they get done with that, you know, there's a total cost of the project. And then you take the total square footage in a development, you divide it into that number, and it's a cost per square foot. So,
oh, that's how it works.
So the size of your lot dictates, you know, how high your specials will get. And, unfortunately, you know, it's in the millions of dollars when you start a development, and when you divide that out, depending on how many lots are in there, it's a bigger number that we're used to seeing, that's for sure.
So how about established homeowners that have houses, too? And say, to say, for instance, they have to come and they have to rip up the street, they put in new sewer. Does that go to the homeowner, too, of established homes?
It does.
Okay.
And, you know, and but the difference most of the time is that, you know, they're not usually headed for your sewer and water stuff. Mm-hmm. That's usually stays put. It's more the surface areas, which is, you know, the street, the curb, and the gutter. If they have to start over on the storm sewer part, too, you know, then it starts to get a little more expensive. But, you know, if somebody tells you right now they got $10,000 balance of specials, in my mind, that's not a big number anymore.
So straight up, do these tariffs kind of scare you as a realtor?
Well, it certainly adds a lot of uncertainty to everything. And, you know, there's a lot of things that go on out there, and I guess until the dust settles and we know, I think the used housing is probably going to have a pretty good market. The new housing is
That's probably a big question mark. Yeah.
Yep, it is.
All right. So, again, people thinking of buying, people selling, people wanting more information, just get a hold of you at Action Realty.
You bet. We'll do the best we can to help you out.
All right. And you're right there on Dakota Avenue, too, folks, if you want to stop in, if you missed any of this interview. We're going to podcast this. It will be up on our website early this afternoon. Steve, thanks so much for stopping in.
You're welcome.
Have a great week. We'll talk next Tuesday. It's 9:15, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
On one hand.